Some Connecticut customers are still steaming mad that they had to wait up to 12 days to get the power back on after that rare October snowstorm, but now they may have to see higher bills to pay for that storm. Connecticut Light and Power said they will make their case to the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, and that agency will decide if ratepayers foot the bill. But CL&P is under investigation for their handling of the storm. And some lawmakers said if it is proven that the company had subpar performance, they will not be allowed to pass the cost down to customers. The utility brought in crews from as far away as Colorado and expects the cost to be around $100 million. Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.